Can you say something about karma?
Karma.
I've never been so busy with this word.
Yeah.
But the last few weeks it comes up more. And is this what we didn't learn so far?
I wonder if we ever learned anything. Yeah, we go to school for so many years and so many hours, and what in the end do we learn, you know? These last days, I can't get over it that we need courses for everything, you know? For everything, for every move in our life, there is a course. Today I was walking my dog in the woods, and there were people who were taking a course, a group of people taking a course, walking with sticks like this, you know? They take courses for that. Can you imagine? Observe and do. What were we talking about? Anyway, karma means action. Karma means action. But an easier approach I find is that karma is law, is a law of cause and effect. If you're on top of a mountain and you make the snow, you do like this, you know? It rolls down. Or if I'm angry at you, it has an effect. Or if I eat 10 hamburgers a day, it has an effect. Or if I'm kind to people, it has an effect. Or if I'm kind to my animals, it has an effect. Or to my children. Or if I beat my children up all the time, it has an effect. And this is more stark or very subtle. But this is what life is about. It's all about cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. This is a balance. And then we tend to put it in between birth and death. But this is not so. So if now we talk in time. So now we talk time, time bound. Karma is time. Cause and effect is time. So in cause and effect, your life as it is now is absolutely perfect. Because it is a perfect effect of causes that have been implanted before. You know, it's an outcome, and it makes the crossover from death to next birth. It makes the crossover. So people who have a very, very, very tough life, you know, sometimes they say, yeah, poor me, or it's really very difficult. But somehow, there is this utter perfection, because there cannot be anything else but utter perfection. It's just impossible. It's just impossible that there is anything but perfection. But we cannot easily see it. We need to surrender completely. And then we can say, oh Lord, thank you. That is why all the traditions talk about surrender, surrender, surrender. Because only when we surrender fully, we can receive the perfection of what is as is. And others we say, oh, well, poor me. And you always have such an easy life. The Buddhists are talking about building up merit, good deeds. In Christianity, we also have that. I don't know the word in English. So you pay money. It's kind of, I mean, it is institutionalized and not always so nice. Eh? But there is something in it. The deep, if we strip it from all the manipulation and the power and suppression, all of that, you bring it back to good deeds. That is really an investment in yourself and in each other and in the world. It's very interesting. Very interesting. So nothing ever is in vain somehow. Everything has its place. And I feel that everything is just on its way to clarity and light. There's no other way as I see it. And it may look upside down and inside out and completely crazy. But somehow there is this line. There's this line. But karma is related to time. So karma, in the end, is ignorance. It's fully illusion. but in time, space, you know, in the experience of life, it has its place. And this is a law. There's nothing we can do about it. This you get, huh, Suyacha? It's a very important subject also, very important. But let's always remind ourselves that this is still ignorance. Time is ignorance. Karma is ignorance. Reincarnation is ignorance. Life and death, ignorance. There are no such things. In the end, we need to admit concepts, concepts, concepts. Karma, reincarnation, life, death, time, the whole thing. Concepts. All concepts. Illusionary, empty, nothing there. All concepts. There are no mistakes. It may seem so. And we say, oh gosh, this is so terrible, or this is so difficult, or this is so this, or so that. But if we just sit still and become quiet, we need to admit, I just need to look deeper. I just need to surrender deeper. Because here I come with my judgments. What the heck do I know? Nothing. I just take a so-called position and come with my ideas and my judgments. Oh, I forgot I'm such a fool. I don't know anything. Knowing is too big for me. It's not in my hands. All this knowing is limited to perspectives. So we have a perspective and then we know. But all perspectives are too small. Karma has its place, but its place. In the three-dimensional illusion, yes, for sure. When we look deeper and deeper and deeper, there's nothing we can say. Nothing we can say. So also, you know, when we die, there may be a residue of karma that is not resolved. And that is energy. And this is energy that is made of fear and desire. The karmic residue is made of fear and desire. Because these are the energies that make us go. And when we die, there may be a residue. And this residue is leaving the body and finding in time somehow another opportunity to another body, next body, you know. And it starts with this residue of fear and desire. Residue of karma. So when we die, I don't know who is at the gate, but someone is at the gate with a balance sheet. You know, somehow this is true, this balance sheet stuff. It's energy. It's just pure energy. We give it good and bad, you know, but there's nothing like good and bad. It's just energy. Energy. Everything is energy. Everything is just energy. And it finds its new situation to express. So if you come to wisdom, to more and more wisdom, you will no longer investigate so much the fear and will move in the direction of fulfilling your desires or allowing your desires to fade away and come to wisdom, come to awakening. And then somehow the energy into the karma stops, but then there's still a residue of energy that is the snowball rolling on the hill, you know. If the snowball enlightens halfway the hill, it will roll down. It will not all of a sudden stop, you know. It will roll down. That's called Prarabdha Karma. So there's still some energy often. And then at physical death, it's no longer compelling how what your next move will be, you know. It is said that enlightened ones have a choice for the first time. They have a choice where this light will go. Interesting stuff. But the main thing is to come to see through all of this. It's nice to investigate and all these things, but the main thing is to come to see that whatever we see, there's nothing there. There's no substance. There's no real reality. It all seems so. Our feelings seem so real. Our physical presence seems so real. Our life seems so real. The world, everything seems so real. In a way it is. Absolutely. But not absolutely.